Well, it's a big worry for Kerry at the moment, Tom, the way they're going. Yeah, they're travelling up to Donegal, the All-Ireland champions, with three defeats behind Kerry. It's going to be a huge, big ask. And I can tell you, they badly need 2 points now to get them off the bottom.
Yeah. What's the feeling in Kerry about, about the team and the way it's going under Eamon Fitzmaurice?
Well, the feeling is, I suppose, really, people are kind of taking it as maybe something that they're putting up with it for the moment, Tom, because for the first two defeats, in particular against Mayo and against Dublin, he was very short of players. There was 8 or 9 or 10 players missing, and people recognised that he was trying out a lot of young fellas, so they're currently putting up with that. But then again, the last day above in Kildare, it's a game we feel that Kerry should have won, and I felt myself Kerry should have beaten Kildare. So people would be hoping now that there'd be a good showing again against Donegal, and maybe even they might be good enough to bring away the 2 points. But I tell you, patience could run out very fast if they lost another couple of games.
Yeah, and in terms of last week, it was very noticeable that quite a number of the players are back. Quite a lot of the Dr. Croke players are back, and Eamon had shall we say his strongest team of the campaign out so far. So people will draw encouragement from that, I'm sure.
They will indeed, because as I said there to you, I thought that Kerry should have beaten Kildare. They were the better team. They kicked 16 wides. But however, no matter who they have back, the likes of Colm Cooper and Paul Gallivan, two of their scorers, Cooper in particular, I mean, scores wins games, Tom, and the Kerry scoring ratio so far has been very, very poor. Now it's going to be a cracking game with Donegal, because I was watching Donegal against Tyrone last week there, and I did think really that everything hinged on the penalty. If Murphy had scored the penalty, or if he hadn't been put off even after missing it, the whole thing turned in that particular game. So really, you'd be fancying Donegal to win. However, Kerry are a wounded animal at the moment, and I tell you, you'll be in for a cracking game.
What do you make of the team selection? Was there some surprise maybe that he has tinkered a bit with midfield after good performances last week, but particularly by Johnny Buckley in that area?
Well, I said there wouldn't be any great surprises, Tom, because I tell you the way it is now. People down here in Kerry realised that Eamon Fitzmaurice has to experiment. He has to bring the young players through. He has to give them plenty of experience. And they have a good collection of men now to try out around the middle of the field. And you did mention Johnny Buckley there. He had an outstanding game last week, and he's one of the up-and-coming young fellas. Owen Brosnan, I don't consider him a midfielder. I really don't think that he's going to do anything from midfield, Tom. He's not going to be any big addition there. He'd be more a defender than anything else. So it's a kind of an experimental Kerry team again in many, many ways, and he's trying out a few more young fellas.
Do you think they're good enough to...
I think on the forum against Kildare, the last day, that if they continue that forum, and if they improved, they're good enough to win. But having said that, any betting man, any man with a bit of money, would put their money in All-Ireland champions, especially when they're playing at home, Tom.